at SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With public opinion polls pointing to growing concerns among voters over issues ranging from the war with Iran to the price of gasoline at the pump, some political observers suggest the GOP may be hurt in the midterm elections this fall. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says, never underestimate the power of congressional Democrats to unite conservative voters in the midterms.
I actually think this midterm can be captured in a couple sentences. They're crazy, we're not. And just go tell the voters, every position they take makes no sense. We're the party of common sense. Vote for us. I think that's how this thing's going to shake out in the end. And hopefully American people who do have common sense will vote Republican.
Chairman Jordan's full interview will be heard when this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. And the Iran war is producing some more pain at the pump.
Before the gas prices went up, I could fill my car up for like $30, $35. Now it's costing me right at $60.
No American boots on the ground, says the commander-in-chief.
The president was asked about the possibility of deploying U.S. ground troops to Iran.
No, I'm not putting troops anywhere. If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Speaking in the Oval Office, he also defended his decision to strike Iran.
Iran is a serious threat to the world, to the Middle East and to the world.
The president said he will be asking Congress for additional funding for the military. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And shortly after defiantly declaring that Iran is still building missiles and that the war will go on, an Israeli missile strike killed a spokesman for Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Dow futures down 142. This is SRN News. Another celebrity atheist mourns the decline of Christianity in Britain.
Monty Python star John Cleese has taken to X to complain about his country's abandonment of its traditional beliefs, saying, quote, "For centuries, British people have been influenced by Christ's teachings. If these values are replaced by Islamic ones, this will not be Britain anymore." Prominent British atheist Dr. Richard Dawkins made headlines when he decried the collapse of Christianity in his nation and the rise of Islam. Michael Harrington reporting.
Data compiled by the University of Massachusetts finds that every major escalation in the Middle East sends shockwaves far beyond the region, resulting in violence against Jewish communities. In the year following the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023, the Anti-Defamation League recorded nearly 9,500 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S., averaging more than 25 such acts per day. This is SRN News. Trump administration taking another step toward dismantling the Department of Education.
A portion of the department's student loan portfolio is being handed over to the Treasury Department. It involves borrowers who are in default, months behind on payments. Under an agreement, the Treasury Department will eventually take responsibility for all student loans. Administration officials say the Education Department is ill-equipped to handle such a big loan portfolio and blame the Biden administration for focusing on efforts to cancel student loans. President Trump wants to shut down the Department of Education. Only Congress can do that. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate's Republican leadership is endorsing Congressman Kevin Hern to succeed Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, should Mullen be confirmed as the next Homeland Security Secretary. Senate Majority Leader Thune calls Hern a proven conservative leader. And President Trump is also backing Hern. More details at SRNNews.com.